This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. As J.P. Morgan starts to digest First Republic after the takeover early yesterday morning, there are some threads to pull on what exactly JPM got for its money. A big chunk of First Republic's loan portfolio were interest-only mortgages, where, just like it sounds, for a set period of time, the borrower pays the interest only before starting to chip away at the principal. These kinds of mortgages were big in the lead-up to the financial crisis back in 2008, and as Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes reports, 15 years later, they are still not without risk.
Some interest-only mortgages allow borrowers to go up to 10 years without putting any money towards the principal. But interest rates can change, and Danielle Hale, chief economist at Realtor.com, says that variable cost, combined with the principal you do eventually have to pay back, can cause what's known as payment shock.
There is this future state where even if rates go down, you may still potentially face higher monthly payments.
Back in 2006, interest-only loans accounted for more than a third of all new mortgages, estimates Guy Sakala of the research firm Inside Mortgage Finance. After the housing crisis and recession that followed, the government introduced restrictions around who could get this kind of loan.
Interest-only mortgages generally are only available to people with high incomes, large down payments, strong credit scores, the wealthy, in a nutshell.
But even when borrowers are wealthy, these debts can cause problems for lenders, especially if the banks are locked into low interest rates on the loans while money is getting more expensive for them to borrow. This is what's known as an interest rate mismatch. And Sakala says First Republic had to deal with that.
So they had to borrow money at 5% when they were only getting 3.5% or 3% on most of the loans on their books.
Sakala's firm estimates First Republic was the country's biggest originator of interest-only mortgages last year. But Danielle Hale at Realtor.com says they're likely to become more of a niche product, especially as lenders see the problems they're causing now. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.